worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are here with us in person, and all of you who are joining us online. As you can see, we've got the children up front. They are going to help lead worship today, and they are so excited, as am I. I think it's going to be really, really special. They're going to help be the acolytes. They're going to help with the offering. They're going to help with communion because they helped make the bread yesterday at Bible school. And then also today, instead of a typical sermon, we're going to do an extended children's time where they're going to share a little bit about what they learned at Bible school yesterday. Right, Brantley?
Yeah.
So we thank you for your grace and support of our kiddos as they lead worship today. Speaking of Bible school yesterday, it was a wonderful day. I couldn't be happier with how it went. And I just want to say thank you to all of the folks that helped make it happen, especially our volunteers. If you helped with Bible school yesterday, will you please stand up so that we can thank you for such a wonderful morning? We learned about communion and how at the table, Jesus loves us, and he's with us, and he feeds us, and he forgives us. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. I also want to say thank you to the Lutheran men in mission who worked so hard this week as they put down mulch, they pulled weeds, they worked on the parking lot. It looks fantastic. So thank you to everybody who helped with that this week. Just a couple of more logistics about our service. During the offertory, the kiddos are going to sing a couple songs they learned at Bible school yesterday. There's an insert in your bulletin. If you'll join along with us to help support them as they sing, we would appreciate that. Next Sunday is a really exciting Sunday here at Holly Grove because it's going to be Christmas in July, right?
Yeah!
And so we hope that you'll wear a Christmas shirt or that you'll wear red and green for that Sunday. It's also going to be potluck Sunday, so bring something for the potluck. And if you can, please bring some non-Santa Christmas decor next Saturday at 10 to help decorate the sanctuary for worship on Sunday. Next Sunday is going to be Christmas Sunday. That's right.
Okay.
We've got a couple of prayer shawls that we want to bless this morning. The first is for Lillian Harris, who is my next door neighbor. She was just born a couple of weeks ago. So Gyla made this so that we can give it to her family. And then we have a prayer shawl for Scott Parks, who is Ruby's granddaddy. And we're going to bless this so that as he's going to his doctor appointments and as he's working toward getting a lung transplant, that when he has this on his lap, that he can feel how much we love him here and that he can feel our prayers. So let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer and that every time we pray to you, you hear us. And so we ask that you would bless these prayer shawls so that as Lily is wrapped in hers and as Scott is wrapped in his, that they would feel your love and care for them and that they would feel the love and care for them that we have here at Holly Grove. Please be with Scott as he goes through all of his appointments and please be preparing lungs for a transplant for him. In Jesus' name, amen. So we'll pass these around so that you all can be praying for them. And then we have a few birthdays this week and a few baptisms. I've started putting the number in there. It's not how old they are. It's actually the date. And so Sharon Everhart has a birthday this week, as does Lori Conrad. There are no anniversaries, but celebrating their baptisms this week are Tracy Everhart, Stephanie Hearn, Paul Conrad, Gracie and Gavin Ferguson, April Bunton, and Caroline Black. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. And as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who greets us in this and every season, whose love never fails, whose promise is sure. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned. We have hurt our community. We have squandered your blessings. We have hoarded your bounty. We have failed to be honest. We have lacked the courage to speak. We have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy. The triune God offers us boundless grace when we fail. Receive and live into the gift of God's mercy. You are freed and forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
You gonna help? You gonna help me, B? No. First reading day comes from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. The cup of blessing that we bless, it is not a sharing in the blood of Christ. The bread that we break, it is not a sharing of the body of Christ. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we are all partake of the one bread. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 26th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread and, after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup and, after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like the children to come and sit on these steps. And I'm going to come sit in front of this font so that you all can see me and see the pages of the book that I'm going to read. Hi, Cameron. Hi, Kate. So we have Kate and Cameron, Lincoln, Sawyer, Ruby, Brantley, Ava, Serenity, and Maddie.
It's a nice day.
This is a nice day. Thank you all for being here this morning. Did you all have fun at Vacation Bible School yesterday?
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite things that we did? Did you like making the bread for communion?
Yeah.
Was that fun? Let's see, what else did we do yesterday? We colored. Did you like coloring? You like the coloring, Kate?
I like coloring.
You like the coloring, Lincoln? We ate pizza. Did you like that part? Yes. You like that part too? How about when we made a paten and chalice out of Play-Doh? Who had fun making something out of Play-Doh?
I did.
You did? I'm so glad. When we got to run and play, because we had baskets that we colored for leftover bread, and we hid them in the sanctuary, and you got to find them?
Yeah.
That was really fun, too. Yes, we had fun playing hide and seek, too. That was really fun. And you had fun when we read the book? Well, maybe we can read the book now.
Yeah.
So this book is called A Place for You, Little One. And who's there a place for at Jesus' table? Do you remember? There's a place for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Jesus wants us all to come with him to the table. So let's go ahead and read our book together. God sent Jesus to show that God loves everybody. Look at all those people in Jesus' arms. Okay. Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Jesus showed God's love in many ways. Jesus loved the poor and took care of the poor. Jesus welcomed little children. And Jesus helped the sick people feel better. Jesus also showed God's love by eating with people. That's what we talked about a lot yesterday, right? Jesus showed God's love by eating with people. And look at, do you remember this empty seat at the table? Who's that empty seat for?
Me.
It's a seat for you, and for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and all of the people in the congregation, and all the people in the world. One day, Jesus fed over 5,000 people, and all of the people knew that Jesus loves everybody. On the night before he died, Jesus and his friends gathered for a very special meal. And Jesus said, "Whenever you share this bread and cup, I will be with you, I will be feeding you, I will be loving you, and I will be forgiving you." Jesus died on a cross. On Easter morning, God raised Jesus from death to life. And do you remember what the people said? He is risen. Can you say that really loud? He is risen. The living Jesus went to his friends. He promised to be with them in the special meal. And then Jesus left them and returned to God. His friends met for the special meal. They ate the bread and drank from the cup. And then they carried the extra bread to the sick and to the hungry. We also meet for this special meal of Jesus called Holy Communion. Can you all say that? Holy Communion. There's a place for you. You can eat the bread and you can drink from the cup. Ruby, do you find the X on there where there's a place for us? There it is. Yes, that's excellent. Oh, are you cold?
Yeah, because it's too much snow.
There's too much snow and that makes you cold? After the meal, Jesus will go with you and he will help you to love all people. With Jesus, we dream of a day when all people will be fed and all will know that God loves everybody. It's very cold. Well, you know I love snow, so I hope we get some snow this winter. So yesterday we did all kinds of things where we learned about Holy Communion. We learned that when you come forward, you can dip your finger in the water and draw a cross on your forehead.
I tried
best. And we learned that you can make a little cradle or a little manger with your hands for the bread. Can you show me how you do that? Can you show me? Good job, Ruby and Ava. There you go. Good job, Kate. And then what do we say after we get the bread? We say, amen. And what do we say after we get the cup? Amen. So we even learned how to come and take communion. Well, I thought what we could do is, this is a picture from our book, and it shows Jesus saying, whenever you share this bread and cup, I'll be with you, feeding you, loving you, and forgiving you. And since there's not just a place for all of us at Jesus' table, but a place for everybody, I thought you could each take a few of these and we can hand it out to everybody in the congregation to remind them that there is a place for them at Jesus' table too. So can I give a few of these out and we'll all hand them out? Do you guys want to do that? Here, Kate, can you go? We need to give one of these to everyone. So somebody's going to have to start at the back. You want to start at the front? You want to go give some to your family, Brantley? Okay. Sawyer, you need some? Lincoln, do you need some? Maddie, do you want to go give this to your grandma and grandpa? And go give one to Daddy? Sawyer, you want to give it to the choir? Can you go give them to the choir, Cameron? And maybe one to Judy? Do you need some more? Do you need some more? Here, let's go see who else needs one. Can you raise your hand if you didn't get one and we'll bring them to you? Okay, can you give them to the people whose hands are raised? Okay, raise your hands big and tall if you don't have one yet so we can see them. Cameron, can you get one and take it to Dad? Are you having so much fun? I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Okay. All right, let's all come back up front and we will say a prayer. Okay. Oh, thank you. Are these the extras? Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You got some extras too? All right. Gonna sit by me, buddy? Okay. Okay, let us pray. You repeat after me. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
And thank you for each other.
And thank you for each other.
You sent us Jesus.
To show the world
that God loves everybody. Thank you for showing us your love with the bread and cup.
Help us
to show your love
to all the world.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up. Okay, you can come back and sit over here, or you can go sit in the pews with your family. And in just a few minutes, we're going to sing our Bible school songs, okay?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Creating God, you have created everything that exists, the earth and all living things. Help us to take care of all animals and the environment. God, in your mercy.
You can, yeah.
God of peace, you called us to love others and ourselves. Help those in authority rule with justice and peace, not greed or selfishness. God, in your mercy. Caring God, there are a lot of people struggling right now and a lot of people who are in need. Help us meet the needs of those around us in practical ways. Please comfort those who are suffering in any way, especially Bill, Scott, Paul and Carolina, John, Mickey, Kent, Bobby and Jana, Sandra, and our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those who we name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God, in your mercy. Faithful God, your love is our hope. Help us at Holly Grove spread your faith and love around the world. God, in your mercy. Comforting God, thank you for all the people who have died and that you have taken into your arms. Help us bring comfort to people who have lost loved ones. God, in your mercy.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Peace, Brantley. Help me set the table.
There's a place for you. There's a place for you. There's a place for you. With Jesus at the table. Jesus came to show the world that God loves everybody. There's a place for you. There's a place for you. There's a place for you. With Jesus at the table.
God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might for the world. Nourish his presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And we're just going to skip to the great Thanksgiving portion. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And Ava wants to start us off singing the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
who be thy name,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass
against us. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, over and ever. Amen.
All people are called to Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, everybody, let's get sanitizer. Let's get sanitizer.
Thank you.
stand for the table blessing? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. O God, we give you this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Now let us recite our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Until your heart looks like these kids' heart. Amen.